Blog Talk Radio.
Life after dust. If you living like we living, then you get it how we get it. Life after dust. If you living like we living, then you get it how we get it.
Yeah, shout out to Sanjay. Dog, we gonna make a way. Now sit back and listen to these bars I'm about to say. Hit the button, young, and get loose on that beat. We get it in the booth like we get it in the street. Yup, good night, hit him up like good morning, good evening. Best believe I tell you a story, you better believe it. If the world was in our palms, we break it in pieces. We a different kind of animal, take it or leave it. Heart frozen, cold blooded, we belong in a freezer. We hotter than the Bahamas on the beach with a heater. Yeah, call me Mr. Popular, can't see me with binoculars. Shout out to the haters and everybody who knocking us. Steady J got interviews, intermission and interludes. The baddest model chicks and the real rap spitting dudes. R&B and gospel and all of the above. And it's all on one show and it fits like a glove on the
Life after dust. If you living like we living, then you get it how we get it. Life after dust. If you living like we living, then you get it how we get it.
Steady J, what's good, my dude? You keep doing what you're doing, fam. Keep showing love to all us unsigned artists, man. Good things gonna come back to you, homie. I salute you, B. Life after dust. Y'all now tuned in. Holla.
What's up, everyone? Welcome to Life After Dust Live. This is your boy, Steady J, and it's the first show of the week, man. We didn't do our show yesterday because, you know, a lot of crazy things are going on. But we're here. It's the first show of the week, so I'm glad everyone is here. And definitely glad you tuned in, whether it's live or just to be our archives. I'm glad to have you listening to the show. And got a lot of great stuff coming up. We are now using the new studio app that we have for Life After Dust Live. So I'm definitely loving this. I'm shout out to Blog Talk for really putting this together. I'm loving it right now. A lot of great stuff. I can now see all your stuff. Everything is not spread out, so I can see everything that's going on all in one place. Probably having to go here, there, and whatnot, and be able to better communicate with the listeners. So definitely a great thing going on there. And I definitely want to say, as far as what was going on for today's show, we got my boy Redface, which, man, this is crazy because this is actually an artist right here in the Dallas Fort Worth area, and he's holding down in Plano, which is not too far from where I'm at. And we're going to be talking to him about how he came from Louisiana all the way over here and his unique flavor to the Texas scene that he's bringing towards the Global Tech Mixtape Series. And also we're going to be talking about how he ended up linking up with True Visions, which is a very great powerhouse management team that's making a lot of big moves. So we'll be chopping a lot of that up. Someone actually go to the phone line, because I know that's my boy right there on the line. So open them up. And you're on Life After Dust Live, your boy Steady J. What's up, man?
What it is, man.
What's up, man? Oh, man, y'all, I told you one of the day, man, y'all already know it's going to be crooked about this interview today.
Oh, yeah.
For me,
oh,
is yeah. A reason. I was crooked about the interview, period, and told you about how crooked I was about it when I was like, damn, this is from my area. Two, this is crazy. I'm glad, like, support someone from my area. And then after what happened on Sunday, wow.
Yeah, man. Man, it's been crazy. Like, ever since I got back from Afghanistan, we came back, like, April. And we've been going in since then. Stuff just been moving fast.
Most definitely, most definitely. And, I mean, one thing I want to chop over you, too, man, is like, you know, which is one of the big things I want to chop over you was your music, man. I mean, you're in this area, and your music just, I mean, there's a lot of great talent here in the Dallas Fort Worth area, but. They tend to pigeonhole us, saying that we all sound the same. This is, and then they pigeonhole what exactly the sound is here, and everyone doesn't sound exactly the same. And you being a great example of that, I'm like, listen to the song. I'm like, this dude does not. This dude's like from a whole other realm, man.
Yeah, man.
Kind of explain that to us, man. How you find your own lane in your own music, man?
Man, I did that. I found my own lane. When I moved from Louisiana to Texas, I mean, I got some experience with listening to, like, other people in different places. And that was, like, a while ago, like, before I even hit elementary school. Been in Texas ever since, moved up to Oklahoma, spent some time there. I spent, like, a year there. Heard some cats out there, wasn't nothing, but went back to Baton Rouge, Louisiana. And then, like, I've just been moving around. I spent, like, four years in New York. So if you ever heard me going, like, lyrical crazy on it, I mean, that's why I picked up most of that at battling up there. And I've been moving around, exposed to different things, listening to a lot of music. I opened up my ears to all the music. So it keeps me, there's no cap to where I can go, you know.
That's definitely, and, you know, that's definitely great just to hear that kind of stuff. And basically, what was the turning point for you as far as, like, when in your life was it that told you, oh, music is something I definitely want to do? Because sometimes music isn't what we always wanted to do.
Yeah. Well, let me say, I've been playing around with it, you know, since 03, or 2000. Like, just a hobby, just playing around, joking around. But, I mean, a couple of my friends, you know, they'd be like, man, you got, like, the voice to do that, like, you know. So I was like, okay, yeah, I'll see what I'll do with it. But I didn't really get serious with it until April when I got back this year. And
wow.
That's when I met up with True Business. He was like, man, I just love your work ethic. That's just going to push him to work harder. And there you go, man. Like, we work. We bounce off each other, man.
Well, definitely. And that's definitely give a shout out to True Visions for making that happen, man.
Oh, yeah, like, man. Grinding, man. He keep me going. Like, all the stuff he put up, I don't know if you see it or not, but, yeah, that keep me moving. Like, I really got someone that's really – you know, back me, he ain't, like, shortchanging me. He doing his job. So, yeah, now I got to do mine.
There you go. See, man, that's good to hear. That's good to hear. Because, you know, a lot of people, they're like, yeah, man, let them do all the work for me, and I'm just going to stop. If you do that, it's like, you know, all the hard work they put in for you is going to come in vain. So it's good to hear when the artist is thinking that way.
Yeah, man. Yeah, you definitely got to do your part.
Most definitely.
Time, man.
So, man, we're gonna go to a fun moment here. As far as, like, I know you watched the game on Sunday. I know you watched the game.
D-Town?
Man, y'all know it. I was holding it in, y'all, because I did the show yesterday. I was holding it in all these past couple of days, like, I can't wait to go to show today. So, yes, man, I was like, what was, like, your reaction, man, when you actually saw that game happen on Sunday, man?
You know what? I ain't going front. Like, I got to halftime. Dallas was up, I think, by two. I think I want to say it was 53-51. I'm not sure. But after halftime, I didn't go back to the game. I just started recording. So, I really didn't get to enjoy the celebration because I was really still working. I might take a little break, but
I'll get back to work. Yeah, because I actually lucked out and actually had a day off. I'm usually working through a lot of games, and I actually had a day off. I watched it from beginning to end, and I'm telling you, dude, that fourth quarter hit, I was like, oh, man. And then, like, the last couple of minutes, I'm, like, standing up in my sixth week. I'm standing in the booth I'm in, and I'm, like, just crunk. I'm just my tall self standing in this booth, and I'm just staring at the TV like, oh, my God, they can actually do this.
Oh, man.
So, yeah. I ain't gonna lie. I know for myself on blast. I almost cried, man. I saw it happen, man.
Yeah, I wish I would have watched the whole game, but I gotta keep working, man.
Most definitely, and that's the thing. That's the thing about the industry. Sometimes, even the times you really, really want to do something fun or pay attention to what you do, you got to put your craft, especially with something you love doing, first.
Yeah, man. You do. Study in the music business, yes, you do.
All right. Okay, so I want to we're going to take a quick break. Which, before we take a quick break, I want to break down this song that we get ready to play. And this is Living the Life, man. Kind of break that down for us as far as the direction you were going with that song.
Okay, that verse for that one, I did that, like, my first line was, I just walked up off the lot with 11 model truck. That same day, I really did. Went to a dealership, got 11 model Tahoe. It came back, like, that's what I did. I always teach my kids to be better than me. They got more in their brain than they got on these streets, you know? Like, I just speak nothing but the truth on that.
Well, definitely. And I love the production. I love the production of the song completely. Like I said, I love the lyric that was in the song, which is very solid. And people actually said, I could connect to this. And like I said, the people in Texas connect to it too. Most definitely. And
oh, yeah.
the beat on it, I mean, wow. That was also made me say, dang, this is not what they think everything has the B-Town boogie on this. This song took me music to all of our music, and that's not the case. So that's another great thing. And then, of course, the hook is just good. Shout out to dude did the hook. That was very nice.
That was Quiz.
Shout out to Quiz.
Yeah, and I got my homeboy D-Live and Houdini, they from Houston, so, yeah, we did it, Texas.
I said, here we go, we're about to go ahead and drop this. This is Living the Life for my boy Redface, and on the hood, of course, is my boy Quiz on there as well. So check it out, don't move, relax, and we're right back on Life in the Dust Live for your boy, Teddy J, special guest Redface. Let's go.
Yes, sir.
Money ain't a money. I'm on top, see I cannot stop. I feel ground with what I got, just watch my pen explode. You turned your back when you said case closed. In the graveyard I froze, yes I came out so blue. Neck full of ice, fight, I've been through. A chew and I'm through, Mr. H.O. You didn't know who's coming through. Pockets full of jesters, full pockets of successor. Money's on a stretcher, I'm just watching the fester. Rose to a party, shorty, I'm sitting on chrome. And I step up with two bottles. So the hey, I'm on, listen, I got me all wrong. Life's like a movie, hold the actors, add the groupies. Money's all that moves me, but I like the way she moving. Shorty, do what you're doing, and they say I do win till the end.
I'm living the life, popping champagne bottles. Only walk around with top models. I'm living the life, I be spending hella dollars. Money ain't a problem. I'm living the life, I'm living it. I'm living it, I'm certified getting it. Living the life, the life, the life. Eh, yeah.
Left in the air from my window of the dime frame. Death so when they stare, I'm killing the crowd. I ain't gotta ask if you're feeling me now. Cause the girls are thriving, tears vibing. Big popping, little don't exist. So while you are watching, I'm living out of wish. You fishing for a compliment, I got it as a dish. With linguine and asparagus, with a living twist. Now can you picture this being on another level? Kill a thing about it, I ain't doing nothing special. Blessed with a talent, understand my purpose. Put a plan together, then work until it's perfect. Prioritize it for instead of tag, never letting up. Force respect the hustle, girls love results. Grinding. It would it take to be me. I'm shining. Baby, that's just how you see me. I'm the light.
Popping champagne bottles. Only walk around with top models. I'm living the life. I be spending hella dollars. Money ain't a problem. I'm living the life. I'm living it. I'm living it. I'm certified getting it. Living the life. The life. Yeah.
It's your girl, Miss Christy, and you're rocking with Seti J.
All right, everyone. Welcome back to Life at the Dust Live. Your boy, Seti J. That was some Boy Red Face track. Living the Life, that is the first time it is on here on Life at the Dust Live, and we are glad to have him and his music on here. And yes, welcome back, man.
Appreciate it, man.
And that song to me, it also seems to me that, you know, this, the more I succeed in what I'm doing, is that I'm going to be living the life that I earned. That's what that says to
me. Yeah, man. Definitely that. But it ain't going to come handed to you. You got to make it happen, you know?
Most definitely. And continue to make great music like that, man. And that's one thing I'm going to talk about, too, man, is most definitely is... You know, the fact that you're now on the international hiphop.com website, and just how does that feel for you?
Oh man, you know, it feels real good. I just got to keep myself humble and tell myself, you know, I still got a lot of far way to go, even though I came so far in a short time span. So, you know, I don't think of every time something big happened that I made it and I can stop. No, I just got to keep moving. I take my time, enjoy the moment, but back to work.
Well, definitely, and that's something you definitely as far as listening to the show, like he said it. I know I say it all the time. Them stuff, they like I beat them over the head with that word all the time. One of my favorite words is beat them over the head with is humble. And you know, hey, at the end of the day, every time somebody comes over here and they say it before I do, it just proves my point. So. That's the thing, man.
You can't get caught up, man. Especially as stuff moving so fast, you can't get caught up. You take your time,
I'm taking it for granted too. People take it for granted too much, man.
Yeah, they do.
Oh, okay. So I want to let's go ahead and go into another thing, which one of my favorite things to do is when I start asking my crazy questions of the day. So we go to a not so crazy question, which is if you had to pick three artists that inspires you to just do music, you had to pick the top three in no particular order, who would you pick?
Man, that's a hard one. But I mean, I got so many that off the top, Scarface. Because without him, I mean, I'd be saying some other stuff. I wouldn't be talking about like the truth, real life. That's where I get that from, Scarface. So I have to say him. And is this dead or alive or what?
Yeah, he be dead or alive.
Well, Scarface, Pac, and the only one out from the, Slaughterhouse. Any MC from the Slaughterhouse. Joel Ortiz, Goes to 5'9", Joe Budden, any one of them.
I think they're underrated a lot, man. I honestly think they're very underrated.
They are, man. I mean, that's a Slaughterhouse. Like, that's crazy. All that talent in one group, like, that's crazy.
So, yeah. All right. So, you got that. You had to pick, I'm like even harder on you. You had to pick one person to do a dream collab to do right now. And this person has to be alive. They do a dream collab right now. I pick one. I'm limiting you to two. You get two. You pick two people. Who would you want to sing on the hook? And then who, or another rapper you want to rap with you on the track? Who would you pick?
So dead or alive?
They have to be alive.
Oh, they have to be.
Yeah.
So that's two. Let me think about that. Most definitely.
They might be listening. They might be like, "Oh, let me hit this dude up then."
Okay. Yeah, most definitely. Bun B for the verse, and Devin the dude on the hook.
All right. Shout to Bun B, man. He's teaching and stuff now. I'm like, man. God dang, man. It's always lovely to see that, man. You know, a long time ago, you wouldn't be seeing so, like, you know, people be able to relate hip-hop in a classroom like that, especially on the university level. So, big ups to that.
Yeah.
All right, dang. So as far as, man, let us know as far as like, upcoming projects you got coming up, man. Like, what else can we expect from the Red Face camp?
Ooh, what not to expect. I got another mixtape dropping called The Awakening. I got some exclusive stuff that I gave to some DJs. They asked for it, so they coming out with their mixtape. I'm going to let them announce it before I start. So I got the Global Mixtape Series that'll be dropping in August sometime, teaching the track, living a life. What else? Man, so much. Texas Connection with me and D-Live. And that's the thing. When I first got back, I was reaching back to, like, every single unsigned artist in Texas. Well, trying to, at least, because it's a lot of them. And, that's what I was going to save my album for. And I was going to call it, I was going to either call it Country Rap Tunes or Red Face. So I think I'm just going to stick with Red Face. Rest in peace, Pimp C, for that idea, you know. But, man, what else? We got a lot of stuff going, man. There's a lot. So, I can't even name off the top of my head.
Let them know how to keep up with you then. And shoot, they can make sure they, as new stuff comes along, they can keep up with it.
Oh, yeah, okay. You can hit me up on Twitter, at Redface, that's REDDFAYCE, at True Visions, my management, TRUVISONZ. You can go to my Reverb Nation with a link you to every single site I have, like MySpace, nobody uses, but okay. Facebook.
I have one too. There's no one to use. But people still kind of use it, so I don't delete it all the way.
What's up?
So people still use it, though. I deleted my personal page a long time ago, but I had my music page.
I ain't even logged into that thing since I've been back. Actually, it's been a couple of years since I logged into that. So, that's crazy. But the one site you can go to is Reverb Nation. It's reverbnation.com/redface. It's REDDFAYCE. That'll take you to every site I got. Also,
Yeah,
always. I got some tracks up there that ain't even on the mixtape that's out now called It's My Time. You go to that page, you click on the free download link, and there it is.
All right. Okay, so, go ahead and give out your last minute shout out, man.
Man, out of Texas, Mob Money Records, my family, running that. Gotta give a big shout out to Cross Tracks, is where I grew up. Out of Plano, you know. Man, shout out to True Visions, my management, that's just been doing great things for me. Shout out to the Real C's, DJ Jenny C. Man, the list is long. The list is real long. That's a long list.
You better make sure, you know, sometimes it's like, dang, I might forget somebody.
Yeah, I'm going to say shout out to everybody I conversate with. And all the fans, most definitely, because they make you who you are. Without them, there's no you.
Exactly.
And I want to shout out the independent artists, man, that's really grinding out there. Make sure you have your business side straight. You have a performance right organization, copyrights, man, you name it. Make sure your business is straight, because it's a music business, not just a music game. The business. It's how you do your business.
Exactly. When people start realizing everything pretty much has business attached to it now. So if you're trying to make money for what you thought is now business. So conduct it as business.
Yes, and learn to separate that. Separate business from pleasure quick.
All right. And that being said, man, we're going to go ahead and roll on now, everybody. Y'all know you can check out, by the way, we have now, the Dust Spot has now officially became DustSpot.com. So it's no longer no Neem.com in the name anymore. I can go straight to there, DustSpot.com. So we are glad to finally be able to tell y'all that after so long. And also, you can check out all the shows. You can even check out today's show on there as well. On there, or you can also go to iTunes, download the song
on
your iTunes.
Yeah. I was listening to that.
So there we go. In that case, we're rolling on now. And, you know, what do we say every day, everyone? In everything you do, no matter what you do, no matter how you do it, remember where there's a J, or where there's a red face, or where there's a U, through God, there is a way. And y'all have tuned to another episode of Life That Does Live. We'll see y'all later in the words of Chris Brown. Too soon.